Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Oh, my God. So many exciting things have been happening on the Blog Talk. It's something when you decide to spend time with God by thanking Him. This is the new awakening, the new awakening. God revealed it to me some time ago, said, son, I'm bringing in the new awakening. I knew in the 1740s by research they had the Great Awakening, which was a spiritual time and a spiritual move of God. And now God has brought in the new awakening. They had the Great Awakening, is what I was talking about a minute ago. But now the new awakening, yeah. Let me tell you something. I said it once. I'm going to say it again. Somebody in the news media is going to catch this about the new awakening. They're going to follow it like a movement, amen, to know that the Great Awakening in 1740 occurred, but now a new religious move, a new spiritual move. That's what a new awakening is a spiritual shift from the give me approach to God, now to people who are approaching Him with the thank you, thank you, thank you. And the new awakening has brought this about through thanking God 1,000 times. It happened to me, and I brought it to you all. I was on the plane. Yeah. And I just said it, not even thinking. I said, Lord, you have been so good to me. If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. That's what I said to him. Lord, if I could, I'd thank you for your goodness 1,000 times. And I just said it and kind of forgot all about it. I did. I said it, forgot all about it. And I was laying there trying to go to sleep. And I heard the Holy Spirit then say to me, why don't you? And I recognized the real voice of God. I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank the Lord 1,000 times? Well, I said to him, I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times. I've never done anything like that before. But since you said it, you know, I'm your son, and I'll try my best to obey you. I don't know how to do it. And I just start saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you, 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 thank you. And I just started thanking him. I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't. I just trying to do what he told me to do. And I took my white handkerchief out of my pocket, put it over my mouth, and I began to thank him. And after a while, after I thanked him, I thanked him 100 times. It came so quick. I said, God Almighty, I thanked him at least 100 times now. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to him again. He began to show me. He said, now, call out some things that he's done. And I didn't get fancy with it. I just knew that he'd receive anything that was coming from my heart. He would receive it. So I said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I followed it with thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, see, I'm starting to feel like I felt on the plane. See, you cannot thank him from your heart without feeling his presence.
Amen.
And the reason why, I can prove it to you. God attends praise parties. See, what I was having on that plane was a praise party. And then Proverbs 22:3, I believe, talks about he inhabits the praises of Israel. Well, who is Israel? That's his people. Yeah. He inhabits the praises of his people. So before I knew it, he was inhabited my praise. And then I kept on naming things. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for great health. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for great strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you. And I kept just naming things. I must have named 100 things that day on that plane. And I thanked him. Behind every praise, I must have thanked him probably 10 times or more after that 100 things. And before I knew it, I had thanked him 1,000 times. Now, when I got to about 800 times, I got up out of my seat and began to walk around. And I'm just realizing tonight that that's where this walking through the house comes from, because God had me walking through the plane, that day. Mm-hmm. With that handkerchief still in my mouth, talking about thank you. See, and I just kept thanking him. And some things came out of it. Number one, I realized that when I started thanking him, I looked at my watch. Yeah, and when I finished thanking him 1,000 times, I looked at my watch again. And it only had taken me about 15 minutes, not more than 20 for sure. That I had thanked him about 15 to 20 minutes 1,000 times, took 15 or 20 minutes. Amen. And I was naming things I should thank him for. Hope you get this key. Then after I thanked him 1,000 times, I got off the plane, and I had a request before God. And I noticed that right after I thanked him that 1,000 times, that request was brought to pass. God had given me a miracle. Mm. But I thanked him, see, and then the keys was this, that I took time out for God. See, I've known people who take time out for so many other things, but they don't have 15 minutes for God. They don't have 20 minutes for God. And he notices that. He notices that everything I gave to you. You had strength to do that because I gave you the strength. But you ain't got strength to thank me or stick with me or praise me for 15 to 20 minutes. That makes a lot of difference to God. You got to understand what I'm saying. If somebody did you like that, how would you feel? Yeah. That you had given them everything they know, and yet they didn't have 15 minutes for you. They didn't have 20 minutes for you. But they had hours for other folk, hours. How would that make you feel? God notices things like that because, you see, That feeling, how you just felt, how you would feel if somebody did you like that, came from God. Because it's a good thing to be able to have right feelings. They come from God. So I noticed that when you take time for him, it really means a lot to him, a lot to him. And then I noticed that miracles come out of it. When you take time for God, yeah, he'll give you a miracle. And miracles have come, so many have come on this line and on the prayer line, on the youth prayer line, and all just miracles because we take time for God. So I noticed those things happened, and I noticed that I had so much more peace when I thanked him out of my heart 1,000 times. I noticed not only that other people receive blessings because I've led them into thanking them 1,000 times. I was in, Texas, yeah. I was up there in Lubbock, Texas, I believe. And we were having dinner, and the Lord just began to show me to start thanking God and showing these pastors how to thank God 1,000 times. And some of their members were there. They learned it, and they were amazed and started doing it themselves. And, oh, my God, God began to bless them like never before. Now he's led me to the point. He said, I want you to take some prayer requests here and show them that, this is me saying this, that the proof is in the pudding. In other words, he was having me to lead you into prayer now and let you make some prayer requests. And then let us thank God 1,000 times for these prayer requests and see what God does. See if he doesn't work it out for you. See if he doesn't make a way. See if he doesn't give you miracles because of it. And that's what we plan to do. It's a wonderful honor to give your prayer requests and know that there's saints of God who are going to thank God in advance. In advance. That's faith. In advance. for doing it for you. Like, for example, somebody says, Pastor Johnson, I've been having this pain in my shoulder. I've been having this pain in my stomach, and it's been there many days. And please have the people pray for me, that God would touch me and heal me. And then I presented to God, Lord, in prayer, Lord, touch sister so-and-so, touch brother so-and-so, and heal them of this pain. And then after that, I start leading the people in thanking God 1,000 times in advance for healing you of that pain. Amen. Rest assured that God's going to do something for you. Oh, my God. I don't know how you can get any better than that. Oh, God, my God. I'm going to get on the prayer line right now with my prayer request, first of all, because I know he's going to do it. Be like my Aunt Catherine, who raised me. Amen. She couldn't have any children, and she went to my mother and said, Adelaide, please allow me to raise Bernard. I don't have no children. And Mama didn't want me, she didn't want to let me go. And but she, after Aunt Catherine, kept pleading with her, please let me have him, raise him. Mom said this. She said, now, will you ask Bernard, and if Bernard says that he'll go with you, I'll let him go. She said, I sure will. I sure will. She went to me. She came to me. I never will forget that night. My aunt came to me and said, she called me Bernard. She said, Bernard, because she couldn't say Bernard. Some of the old saints couldn't say those words. Like, she said, Bernard, Aunt Catherine loves you. And your mama told me if you will go with me, she would let you come to my house and stay there with me. I don't have no children, don't have nobody, but if you will stay with me and let me raise you, and you'll be my little boy as well as be your mama's little boy. You won't live but about 6 or 7 blocks. You can go down your house all the time, anytime you want to. And I had one question. I said, will you buy me some ice cream? She said, I'll buy you all the ice cream you want if you just come and let me raise you. And I said, all right then. And see, that little ice cream that was to my liking, I liked ice cream, got me the blessings like I've never known before. She wasn't rich or anything like that, but she only had Johnson, and she imparted into my life like never before. So what I'm trying to tell you is that God has a liking for you on every person on this line. He loves you. Amen. And when you begin to praise him and give him glory for what he's done for you, like I just gave Aunt Catherine. See, a lot of y'all didn't know that about my life, but I wanted to take time to show you what God did for me through Aunt Catherine. Amen. Giving her the praise, rightfully, thanking God for how he used her in my life. Wanted to show you that because, you see, we make requests unto God. God, I don't have a car. God, I don't have the money to pay my rent. God, I'm sick. I need you to heal me. And God, in his infinite wisdom, says, all right, if I'm going to do that for you. Not if, but I'm going to do that for you. But in return, all I want to ask you to do, I ain't had nobody praising me. I created the whole wide world, and because I couldn't hear no praise, then I turned around and made you, and then I made man, and then I made a woman from the rib, that I might have somebody to praise me. I created you to praise me. And I'm going to do these things. I'm going to supply your every need. I promise you I will. But if I can get you to praise me, it will be reciprocal. This is not a selfish relationship. I need you to praise me. And this offering is praise tonight. Oh, my. This praise that we send up is reciprocal unto God for doing so many things that he's done for us. And let me pray for you. Get any prayer requests. If you want to make it, let me make my own prayer request first. I normally let y'all go first, but this is so effective that I want to go first. I want to ask God to completely heal Dr. Betty Johnson and also Bria. That's our granddaughter. She's in the Marines. Amen. I want to ask him to bless this blog line like never before and increase it immensely. I'm going to ask him to do the same thing for the prayer line and also the youth prayer line. All right. I'm opening the line. See, that's what I need. Want to demonstrate to you that we can't afford to be selfish people. We gotta be interested in others too. I want to open the line to you. You got a prayer request. Don't hesitate because we want to protect him. What is your prayer request? The line is open to you. Anybody? All right, that means that we're going to just thank God 1,000 times for my prayer request. But I have opened it up to you. Amen. If you want, I'm going to try again. But this is the last time I'm going to try. If you have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Just speak it out.
Hallelujah. Good evening. My daughter Danielle Liberty is having some problems with her stomach.
Give us your name first.
Sister Victoria out of Evergreen Park, Illinois.
Okay, now give us your prayers, John.
My daughter, Danielle Liberty, is having some problems. She's been in the hospital and running back and forth and having problems with her ovaries and her stomach. And
okay.
I'm requesting prayer for her tonight, Danielle Liberty.
And let me tell you something, Sister Victoria, you have done it the right way. Someone who might think, that's personal information. Ain't nothing personal to God like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much for him. He created the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
He knows about everything, your lower extremities, your upper extremities, your head, your legs, your feet, everything, ovaries, and all around there. And nothing is too much to bring to him. And let me tell you, this prayer line, this blog line, is not a gossip line. We don't talk about nothing. And don't worry about your chief ambassador. I don't have no friends nowhere, not no that close of friends where I'm talking to people about this kind of stuff. No. All I have is Jesus. And I'm not going to be sharing this with nobody. And I'm asking nobody on this line to share it with anybody. All right? So you've done it. I want to commend you, Sister Victoria, for trusting this to the Lord through me. And through this blog line. It's not to go any further, it's to go to God. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Anybody else with a prayer request? Prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request.
Mm-hmm. We certainly will. Pray for that. Anybody else? Anyone else? I can't quite hear you. All right. God bless you. We have those prayer requests. Now, let me read them to you, and I'm going to pray for them, and then we're going to thank God 1,000 times in advance that he would do these prayer requests. I want to pray for Dr. Betty Johnson, that God would touch her body and completely heal her. She's doing well, doing wonderful, but I want God to just completely heal her. And Bria Bostic Johnson. I want to pray for the blog line. I want to pray for the prayer, the mother line, the prayer line. That's for what everything has come from, that mother line. I want to thank God and pray for the youth prayer line, that God would grow these lines, the blog line, the prayer line, the youth prayer line immensely. Amen. I want to pray for Sister Victoria, who has a prayer request about her daughter.
My daughter.
Danielle Liberty.
Yes.
Is that right? And
that's
right. God touch her body and healed her body.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Then we want to pray for Sister Lucille. Amen. And she has an unspoken prayer request. I mean, that's what has been made known on this line tonight. Are there any others before we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Oh, God, there's no yoke that is powerful, so powerful that it cannot be destroyed by the anointing. That unspoken request that Sister Lucille has, I'm asking you to bring it to pass, that you would bless and help in the name of Jesus. And that doubt that the enemy is trying to put around her unspoken request, that it won't happen, I ask that the anointing destroy that yoke that would speak against faith, that yoke that says it won't happen. Oh, God, you said whatever I loose on this earth, Matthew 16:18, I believe, whatever I loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whatever I bind on this earth shall be, oh, God, thank you, bound in heaven. Yes. Now, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God, I'm asking you to loose blessings upon these precious people.
Yes, Jesus.
Every one of them that I'm praying for.
Yes,
every
God.
One of them. Every name that I call, God, release miracle blessings
yes.
upon them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whatever I loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19, not 18, but 19. And everything I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Matthew 16:19. I believe your word more than I believe myself. I can see my hand, but I believe you more than I can see and I haven't seen. Oh, God, I've never seen you before, God, but I believe you more. Oh, God. Look on, oh, my God. My God. Look on all these things that I call prior and let the blessings flow on them. Dr. Betty Johnson, let blessings flow on her, bountiful blessings. Bria Bostic Johnson, the blog line, the prayer line, the youth prayer line. Sister Victoria, oh, my God. The blessings are beginning to flow now. Thank you, Lord. And the anointing be around your house in the name of Jesus. In just a few days, the Holy Ghost said that he's going to give you proof that the prayer tonight was heard by him. You're going to get God. Your fleece that you put before God is going to be answered in Jesus'
God.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to let you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that these
God.
Things praying for have been heard by him. Your answer
yes, Lord, God.
In your prayer shall be vivid in your mind.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Listen, the Lord is going to speak to you. And you're going to hear him speaking to your heart, in your heart, in your mind. Oh, my God. And what a blessing. Don't you act up around that house too much shouting, because it surely is going to bless you. It's going to bless you. Thank you, Sister Lucille.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Lucille, I speak a release now.
Thank you, Jesus.
The oil of the anointing throughout the atmosphere of your home. Yeah, peace like a river. It's going to flow. I don't know how he's going to do it, if you have to move there with your sister or what. But there's going to be peace like a river. One morning you're going to wake up and you're going to be smiling so. They're going to wonder what's wrong. What's wrong? It's not what's wrong. It's what's right. Oh, my God, you're going to be smiling. And I see your children going up. Yeah, up, 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 up. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Overshadow those children. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer line.
Thank you.
Just blindly.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm trying to hear. Yeah, just stay there for a moment from the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hear the Lord say, because of our faithfulness. Because he said, because of my faithfulness. That's what he said. And because of your faithfulness, and because of your concern and compassion for the people, he is saying that this night, every person, am I hearing you right, Lord? He said every person on this block line shall receive a bonus. That's what he said.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
This block line tonight shall receive a bonus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You've been telling others to come on. God said every person on the blog line tonight, this night, shall receive a bonus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
To be praised.
Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised. Oh, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. You're worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And that's why we give you the thank yous, Lord, tonight for every blessing that you're going to bring, because we believe it. Why wait to thank you until we receive the word that this has been done? Lord, we believe it already, and we offer the praise unto thee. In Jesus' name. Would you help me thank him 1,000 times tonight in Jesus' name? Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you.
Glory, God.
Glory, God. Glory,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Almighty God, we love you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for that word, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. 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 Thank you, Lord God
healing is our body.
For working me up this morning, Jesus, for healing my body, Lord. For giving me the strength to run on. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Tonight, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Jesus, Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
my soul. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for your great love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.